Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
We're joined by Keith Taylor. He covers Kentucky. We had John Clay. And, of course, we've been discussing Scott Drew, Baylor, Kentucky, and a lot more. Keith, thank you very much. You've been very much on top of things from your perspective as well. Where do you sit right now based on what you're being told?
I think it's a waiting game for a decision from Scott, from what I can understand. Like I reported last night, I think an offer has been made to him. And I think he's just thinking it over with his family like any other coach would do and kind of figure out what they want to do moving forward. That's what I can gather at the moment.
Keith, if it's not Scott Drew, then where do you think the search turns from there?
If it's not Scott Drew, I'm hearing Danny Hurley, but that's a long shot in my opinion. This reminds me of, I think it was 2007 before Kentucky. Well, it might have been in 2009 before they had John Calipari. One of those 2 years. Billy Donovan was on top of his game. And he had won 2 championships at Florida. And Kentucky was looking for a coach right in the midst of him having very big-time success. And this kind of reminds me of this scenario here, is they couldn't get Billy. And Billy wanted to finish the job he had at Florida. So that kind of reminds me of the scenario with Danny Hurley. That's just my opinion. And I'm hearing maybe Donovan back in the mix. Is he happy in the NBA? Is he Is he having the success he wanted? Does he want to get back in the college game? If he wants to get back in the college game, I think now would be the opportunity. But based on what happened during those two searches and, you know, 12, 15, 18 years ago, you just don't know what Kentucky's thinking about that.
Keith, obviously Scott Drew has a legacy here, the 21 years, what he's done from what was a dumpster fire to national title. And even though the last 3 years have ended earlier than anyone thought, it's a program that every year could be among the top 10 and a team that has a chance to at least compete for a national title. Besides the obvious, a massive arena, Rupp Arena, a crazy fan base in a good and bad way, what does Kentucky bring to the table you think that will be the final straw if he decides to move to Lexington?
I think, in my opinion, I think Kentucky tradition. I mean, Kentucky is in the upper echelon. It's a blue blood program. And in my opinion, who would not want to come to Kentucky if given an opportunity? If it's a destination job for him, which is what I've been told, then I think you have to look at it. I mean, Kentucky has a tradition. They have 8 national titles, a program that Coach Rupp built, and it's been sustained. Calipari did a great job in the first 7, 8 years, 9. And I think it was time, his time eventually came up to leave and go somewhere else. But I think Kentucky has tradition. They have a following. I think Kentucky has a following that probably, this is not discounting Baylor, but Kentucky travels well. I mean, shoot, you go to Nashville to the SEC tournament, it's going to be 90-95% UK fans. You go to an NCAA tournament game when they're on top of their game, you're looking at 80-85%. I mean, you're looking at – they will draw. Kentucky draws. They draw at home, and they draw away.
Do you think that – I mean, John Calipari said this. They needed a fresh voice that – the way that Coach Drew has kind of morphed through the years over what, you know, what system he needs to run, if he needs more, you know, one and dones, or if he needs more transfers. Calipari wasn't necessarily doing it. He was kind of sticking to the same plan. They need somebody who's a little bit more flexible.
I believe that's what Kentucky fans are yearning for. And I'm glad you brought that up. In the beginning with Calipari, people didn't mind the one and done. It was working. They were getting to the Elite Eight, Final Fours, winning championships. But I think over the course of time, even with the transfer portal, the players got to become older. I mean, I've watched several games where Kentucky was basically playing. It was boys against men. So, and I think Kentucky fans are yearning for the 2 and 3 year players development. They want players that are here for more than 12 months or whatever. They want that familiarity. I've been around the program for a long time. I grew up watching the Wildcats and, you know, people like, you know, Kenny Walker, those type of players. I grew up watching them. Their name was brought up for 4 years. You know, you knew your players. You knew who they were. And I think Kentucky yearns for that. I don't think we'll ever get back totally to that. But I think with the transfer portal at least 2 years, getting a couple of 3 years out of your freshman, developing players, I think that's what they're yearning for. That's what they want.
In your opinion, is Drew one of the few people who, with what is happening with the portal, those who committed who are now uncommitted, those who are asking for a release, and then again, those who might leave with attrition, is he one of maybe 3 or 4 guys that could get in there, hold that roster together and actually make it better?
I think he can. I think the big piece of that is he has got 21 years of coaching, so he's adapted to all kinds of scenarios. I mean, look at Coach K before he retired. He had to adapt to the one and done, and he did, and it changed the course of his finish line of coaching. And I think Drew would be able to do that and bridge that gap. I think he understands NIL is a big piece of that. You got NIL, you got in Kentucky. Kentucky has the resources. I mean, you go back to what you asked me earlier, practice facilities, the facilities are phenomenal. Renovating Memorial Coliseum, which doesn't have anything to do with the men's program, But it just tells you how much the university is committed to athletics. And I can't speak for Baylor, but, I mean, I think the resources here are, you know, second to none, especially in the SEC.
Keith, explain to us and describe a Kentucky basketball fan.
They're crazy. In a good and bad way. The Kentucky basketball fan, you got to understand, Kentucky, we don't have a pro team. We don't have anything like Texas may have. You got the Dallas Cowboys. You got NBA teams down there. We don't have nothing. We just got Kentucky basketball. And so Kentucky fans treat Kentucky basketball like it's the only thing going in the state of Kentucky. And it is. I mean, we don't have a pro team. And I think that's what makes it very unique. They're so invested in the program. They care about the program. They want to see it succeed. They want to get to Elite Eight. They want Final Fours. Look, they know you can't win every game, but they want to be in the picture in March. They want to be one of those teams in March. And that's why I said in the early years of Calipari, we were one of those teams. And it just kind of started falling off in 2020, 21. You had a losing season. And then you get back, you get Oscar Tshiebwe and those teams and, you know, losing in the SEC tournament. Losing in the NCAA tournament. Fans are not used to that. If they have a good team, they're used to making runs in a tournament. And I think that's what they're wanting is somebody who can bring back, you know, that excitement and getting the team to the at least the Final Four in the tournament and championship. They like championship too. But I think, you know, we've only got Kentucky basketball here. I'm telling you. I grew up in it. And I'm fortunate enough to be able to cover it. So that's what we have.
Did you say that Kentucky fans don't think they have to win every game? I know you what you mean by that, but it's a tough base, right? A fan base.
Yeah, they expect you to win every game. I should have said, and I make that clear. They expect to win every game and win by 30 or 40 points. But I think they also realize that you can't do that. I mean, Calipari came within a whimper of doing it with that 2014-15 team. But they, that's true. I mean, they want to win every game, but I think they understand that you can't.
Is there a dark horse that we haven't mentioned if Coach Drew stays at Baylor?
A lot of people, believe this or not, they wouldn't mind if Rick Pitino came back. And
holy hell.
I remember, yeah, I know, that's a name that keeps popping up in my Twitter feed. And you got to remember, Pitino took over a program that was on probation. He brought the excitement back. He built it back up. National championship, 96, runner-up, 97. Tubby wins at 98, so you got to have a good run there. And I believe Pitino has said his biggest mistake is leaving Kentucky. But if I had to throw a dark horse, like one that's not even in the picture or even be considered, I would say Rick Pitino.
Wow.
That's just my opinion, because people in Kentucky, they still remember what he did here. There was a lot of animosity when we went to Louisville, and there was a lot of people that liked that. But I think he's been gone enough away from Louisville that people kind of put that aside, in my opinion. But he would be a dark horse, in my opinion.
Since
Jay Wright would be another one.
Well, that would be the mother load, even ahead of maybe anybody else at Hurley or whoever else, Drew. He's been covering Kentucky since the mid-90s. From the Kentucky Today, Keith Taylor on the Scott Drew, Kentucky, Baylor, etc. Keith, good luck with the story going forward. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good night.
You too. Keith Taylor with us, John Clay with us to give us a different perspective from the Baylor, Kentucky point of view on Baylor head coach Scott Drew.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.